the body was just protruding from the ice. So the top half of his back and torso were exposed, and his head was exposed. And that's one of the first things that the hikers had noticed was a parachute that was on his back. And then as they got closer, they noticed that they could see basically a head with hair on it that they then recognized as a human. What this individual is very well preserved, but he doesn't look like a person just frozen in the ice. It is definitely a desiccated, kind of mummified body. And so what is more similar to, as you might have seen on National Geographic, where they put them in the Peruvian mummies, where they bring them up into the Andes and they stay up in a cold, dry environment. And that's the same thing that you're seeing here with the ice. Is kind of, even though it's water, it's acting as a drying agent and desiccating the tissue around it and then preserving it. But it's a dark brown, leathery kind of preservation of the skin. But still, facial features were present, facial hair, hair on the top of the head.